WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The president of Ukraine went to the White House to meet with President Trump.
It was President Zelensky's third meeting with the president since January. It came one day after the president's phone call with Russian President Putin. Trump says it would be best if the three of them could get together in person.
Three presidents, and I'm the mediator president. And I'm mediating, not an easy situation.
President Zelensky says the U.S. role is critical.
Bilateral security guarantees between me and President Trump is very important.
Because, he said, the United States is very strong. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Zelensky did not get the promise of Tomahawk missiles he was seeking. Trump will meet with Putin in Budapest in about 2 weeks, he says. President Trump has sprung one of his more vocal supporters out from behind bars. More from CBS's Peter King.
George Santos was sentenced to 7 years in prison after pleading guilty to charges that included stealing from donors and from his campaign, along with fraudulently collecting unemployment and lying to Congress. It turned out that Santos had made up most of his life story. He was expelled by Congress after less than a year.
Santos walked out of a New Jersey prison last night with a presidential commutation, his lawyer says. The U.S. military struck another boat in the Caribbean Sea Thursday, its sixth, and now CBS News has learned there are two survivors. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is following that.
Unlike previous strikes, which killed everyone on board, two individuals survived the Thursday attack and are now being held on one of eight Navy warships in the region, part of a large military footprint that includes 10,000 troops. Holding the two men presents legal challenges for the administration.
A wooden balcony about 20 feet above ground gave way at an apartment building in Cincinnati's Coryville area last night. 10 people, believed to be students from the nearby University of Cincinnati, were taken to hospitals, one with life-threatening injuries. The Los Angeles Dodgers are heading back to the World Series.
Shohei Ohtani struck out 10 over six scoreless and cracked three home runs to help the Dodgers knock off the Brewers in Game 4 of their National League Championship Series Friday night, 5-1, for a chance to compete for their second straight World Series title.
Going back on the warning track, he makes the catch. Ball game, series. The Dodgers are going back to the World Series.
The call courtesy of the Dodgers radio network. The Dodgers await the winner of the Toronto-Seattle series. The Mariners lead that best of seven set 3-2. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
OpenAI says ChatGPT will soon engage in, quote, erotica for verified adults. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
A season-ending loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers lost to the Dodgers in L.A. 5-1. The Dodgers completing a four-game sweep of the National League Championship Series. An incredible performance by Shohei Ohtani, who was the Dodgers' starting pitcher. Ohtani with three home runs, including one that literally went out of the park. Bottom of the fourth, Brian Anderson with the call on TBS. The ball traveled 469 feet over the stands in right center field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We were part of an iconic, maybe the best individual performance ever in a postseason game.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight. Low 50s. For tomorrow, we're looking for a mostly sunny sky. Highs in the low 70s. Then chances for showers and storms return Saturday night, clearing out for Sunday. High mid-50s. Right now it's 58.
Pat Kreitlow. On Monday, author Laura Bird will tell us about not one, but two upcoming book festivals around Wisconsin, what they're about, and why you might like to check one out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9. As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey! Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if I'm a mountain of muscle. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to work out.
You got this.
You think so?
You got this.
Oh, this woman, this poor woman is walking by the station, and she just had surgery, and she started telling me all about it. It's like, she just walked by the window. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if, just please don't go into detail. Like, she's kind of, looked like she wanted to really share, you know? It's like, no. Just, I wish you well. Let's leave it. I don't want to hear about someone's surgery that I don't barely know. You know what I mean? Like, if I know somebody, sure. Yeah.
You know, just stay away from the details.
Exactly.
I don't need to know where they went, where they put a knife in you.
Where they surgered. Hey, I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me tonight, wherever you're joining us from in the state, on this absolutely gorgeous fall summer day here in the state of Wisconsin. At least it's gorgeous in Green Bay. I'm sure it's gorgeous where you are. And if it wasn't, or if you had a crappy day, kick back, turn on the radio, and kick your feet up and have some fun with us tonight. We're going to be talking about all the things we love, movies, TV, comedy, Wisconsin, music. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will make anyone transition into the weekends, will make anyone's transition into the weekend that much more joyous. She's so much fun to have on the show. She's here at 7:35, bringing new music and really fun conversation, typically. How do you know Terry? Do you know Terry's doing well? Is she having a good week?
Maybe not because of the Brewers, but...
Oh, that's right. She's never come on the show, though, and been grumpy, right?
No, I think even if the Brewers lose tonight, she'll still be...
That's just who she is. Yeah. But... I will say this, the Brewers are not doing well, and Ace Frehley died, and she's a huge Kiss fan. So she might be in a bad mood. Well, we might have to cheer her up, but we'll do that. We could do that for our pal Terry Barr at 7:35. And then we've got at 6:35, the host of New Wisco Weekend, and she is the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief when it comes to news here at Civic Media. Lisa Hale will be here. We're going to talk about, well, she's watching a couple new shows that I want to talk to her about. And last time she was here, probably about 6 weeks ago, we talked about Dexter. And she's a huge Dexter fan. Like, she, literally, like, Lisa defines fandom. Because she's read the Dexter books, I think, more than once, the whole series. And she's seen all the shows. So I'm done now, and I want to talk to Lisa about that. But we're also going to find out, she's been watching some scary movies, the new NCIS spinoff, and the new Matlock. So we'll talk to Lisa and find out what she's watching. Maybe she can give you something. Maybe she can give us a good referral. So that will be fun. Two great guests tonight. Serious girl power coming to you tonight on Nightlight. And as usual, on the other side of the glass is Conrad Krieger. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Any golf today?
No golf today. You had to do a couple things, you know, and there.
Yeah.
Still got some activity, though, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So I wish it was outside,
though. What does a guy your age, though, do when you say got some things done? Like, do you have a side hustle?
No, I had to record a couple different shows, you know?
Oh, that's right.
So
Jim Schmidt's show, Lean Local.
No, that was recorded earlier.
The sports.
Rational Revolution and the sports show. Make the Call tomorrow at 7 a.m. Also is now available on civicmedia.com.
Fantastic. You could pepper your whole weekend with great shows, too. See, the Civic Media programming does not stop come Friday night at 8 o'clock. You've got the Dr. Kristen Lierley show.
Yes.
You've got New Wisco Weekend. You and I are both contributors to that, and we'll talk to Lisa about that. Now you've got Make the Call, a great sports show on the weekend, too, that Conrad's a part of. So.
And, you know, we had the other guys on the show the other week, so Parker Olson and Greg Anderson.
It was fun.
Of course, sports director Jimmy Cuska.
We did not have Jimmy on the show.
Yeah, well, he wasn't on, but he is on Make the Call.
You know, can we get Jimmy on next week? We haven't had him on in a long time.
You know, he is also a football coach, so he's been pretty busy. But I think maybe we could ask,
let's just see what he says. We got an opening, I think maybe Wednesday night, Con. Keep that on the down low.
Okay.
So we'll do that. We'll talk to, we'll see if we can get Jimmy Cuscon. Anyway, check out all of those shows, folks, over the weekend. Great shows here at Civic Media, even through the weekend. So check them out. But listen, I haven't complained too much lately about driving in. No, be fair. I mean, listen, I'll be the first to admit, other drivers drive me bananas.
Yeah.
Today, I'm on Broadway in Green Bay. I'm almost here. I got a guy right on my tail. And he's got the no muffler, you know, obviously compensating for something. He's right on my tail. So I'm taking my time. I'm like, this guy can wait. I'm not going to pull up and tailgate the guy in front of me just to let this guy. So whatever. So I start to turn. I go to turn onto, what is it, Main Street out here. As I'm turning, this guy passes me on the right, which I was expecting him to do, but then weaves back in and passes the guy in front of me on the left and makes the left turn.
Really?
I was, okay, and here's where I'm going with this. Yeah, he's crazy. Here's the kind of guy you don't want to yell at if he's driving and he pulls a move like this. He's probably in his 60s or 70s, white hair, no shirt, rocking the moobs. That's man boobs for those of you scoring at home. And he just looked kind of crazy. His mouth was open in a weird way. Like this guy. And then he went like 60 miles an hour down Main Street. Where is this guy going without a shirt that he's in a hurry?
I don't know.
A mosh pit? Like to smoke some weed? Like what are you in such a... How are you that age without a shirt? And you're gunning it and you're risking other people's lives. Where are you going to? And if you have any ideas, folks, let me know where you think this guy was going. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'm just saying, like, I he's probably just crazy or was drunk. But the speeding I don't get. You're not wearing a shirt. Where are you in a hurry to?
Do you think he's just going grocery shopping?
I really got to get there. I need toilet paper in the world's worst way.
Now, if you're...
I need some dog food. What's he doing?
If you're a grocery store, do you let that guy in?
No. No shoes, no shirt, no service. I had a friend, my buddy Chris is a sheriff in Marinette County, and he was telling me about a guy who went into the grocery store and had a shirt on and had shoes on, and that was it. And he was prepared.
I get it.
He was prepared.
I get it.
When they said something, he's like, I got shoes. You have to... You know, maybe go the extra mile these days.
No shirt, no pants.
Yeah, that's the important one. I don't care if, I mean, I ideally he's wearing a shirt and shoes. Anyway, that just really irritated me. But I'm not gonna lip off, as we say here in Wisconsin, to that guy, because I think he might have been a little crazy. I just don't do anything anymore.
You just give him the thumbs up.
Yeah, well done, buddy. Get there. When I think back when I was younger and I actually flipped people off, like if they flipped me off or whatever, I'd give them the look. And now it's like, nope, I don't do it at all. Not taking the chance. You don't know who's, it's not worth it.
You know, I today did give a thumbs up. I didn't flip off. I don't do that anymore. I used to when I was younger.
Did you really?
Yeah. But now, like it's just scary. You don't know who's on the other
side.
You
don't know.
But this guy, like, almost hit me because he didn't turn his left blinker on going into the left lane.
Ooh.
And I saw him. I'm like, I had to stop.
Right.
And then went to the right lane, and they started going really slow. And I just passed him, and I just give him a big thumbs up. Like, great driving, buddy.
Well done. You could go pro, sir. Hey, speaking of Ace Frehley and Terry Barr coming by tonight, that kind of ties in with our question of the night. So let's get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
This will be a good one. What rock band or musician is really overrated? I can't believe it's taken me a year and a half, almost 2 years, to get to this question, because whenever I'm at an eatery, a diner, you know, we hear bands all the time. We're like, I don't know, as you get older, you're just like, why is this band? Why did they take off? So let us know. Is there a rock band or a musician you think is really overrated? Let me know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a comment in the chat there. And give us a like or a follow if you're up for it, folks, as you're telling us what band you think is really overrated. Did you, let's you and I start in the
middle. Yeah.
You go first, Con.
I said Taylor Swift.
Really?
I just don't get the appeal to her music. I never really liked it. Besides, like, one song.
So you're not a Swiftie.
I wouldn't say.
Wait, what's the song? I don't even know one of her songs. Oh, Shake It Off, I know.
I don't even, it's the Romeo and Juliet, maybe, I think it's called.
I don't know. I don't know her music, but I like her. Is that weird? And not like,
I mean,
she's pretty. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, I like that she takes control of her. I love what she did buying her music back. Very savvy. She seems cool. She gives a lot of her money away. I got no problem with Taylor
Swift. I'm not saying her as like a person I don't like. I'm just saying I don't like her music. And I think it's overrated.
Just defending one of my exes. Sorry. okay, that's a good one. I might get some pushback on this. Hall & Oates and Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi's great, man. Just kidding. I only know one song.
No, they've got some nice songs. I'm not saying they weren't, but really it's mostly Hall & Oates. Because some of it, like Rich Girl, Your Kiss Is On My List, they're so, like, simplistic. I don't know. Maneater's pretty cool. Anyway, I think they're very overrated. But let us know what you think, folks. We can have a discussion on this as the show goes on, as we often do here at Nightlight. Dave on the stream says Coldplay. I noticed somebody else said Coldplay, too, on the social media responses. And he says the Beatles. I don't get it. I get it. Might be joking too, but I think a lot of people lately are like, a friend of mine posted recently, the Stones are 10 times better than the Beatles, and that's a good take. I can go with that, but let us know what you think, folks. And this is fun. We've got a bar band Friday night and a music question, so you can't beat that. We've established Conrad does not like Taylor Swift and
her music. You know, she's a great fit for Travis Kelce. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of, they are quite a pair, I will say that. He seems like a good guy. He's kind of obnoxious.
No, actually, I don't like the Chiefs at all.
Yeah.
But I don't mind Travis Kelce.
Yeah, same. That's a good take. I don't mind him or his brother. I think they're both entertaining. They both seem like good dudes. I like when I watch football and I see fire, like with whether it was Tom Brady or Travis Kelce. I like those guys, or Caleb Williams even, or like Aaron Rodgers used to do. Jordan Love, not fiery, cool as ice, man. That guy.
Cool, calm, and cool.
He does not lose his cool.
No, he doesn't.
Which is probably good if you're his teammate, but as a fan, I like seeing some fire.
You know what's yesterday, Aaron Rodgers, after a touchdown, got tackled by his offensive lineman celebrating, and he got so mad at him. It was so funny.
Such a diva. All right, we're coming back, folks. We'll read some of your texts, and I'm going to tell you a really cool story about Michael J. Fox. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
The Todd Alba Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trigby? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 98.9 WXCO.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. I've got a lot to watch this weekend.
Going to see anything?
I think I'm going to go see that movie Roof Man, finally. I was going to see it last weekend, but it was so gorgeous. Although now tomorrow it's supposed to be 70 degrees outside.
I'm thinking about going outside and golfing tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day to do it. Sunday's supposed to rain. I'll probably go see the movie then if I can coordinate it with my my sports viewing. But yeah, I want to see that. I want to see The Lost Bus on Apple TV, that Matthew McConaughey movie about saving the kids. Have you seen that? Oh, you don't have Apple TV anymore.
Did that just come out?
A couple weeks ago, maybe. Yeah.
Oh,
and it got good reviews. So I got that, Roof Man. I do want to see One Battle After Another again. And I've got two episodes of Slow Horses to catch up on, which I'm very excited about. This is funny because your frame of reference, like, Ben Reiser was on the show the other night. We were talking about One Battle After Another.
Yeah.
And there is a very funny scene where Leonardo DiCaprio, who's in a bathrobe and is a stoner, and 20 years later gets called into action by his revolutionary group and can't remember the password. So he's yelling at the guy, and he's stoned, and he's, like, just trying to do his best to get it together and help his daughter. And he's running on a rooftop following these skateboarders who are like, come follow us, we'll help you out. And then he falls off the roof, like 35. It's really funny. And he kind of, they make it plausible. Like, he kind of bounces off of something and falls down. But it's a really funny scene. And someone said that would have killed him. And I said, no, it wouldn't have. Because I had a friend named Marty Miller in high school who fell 30 feet off a scaffolding on the stage. He was putting up a set decoration.
Oh, my.
Building the set, and he fell, and he only broke his wrist. Like,
wow.
It was painful. But, I mean, you can fall from 6 feet and kill yourself if you land funny, you know? But
Yeah, I mean, I landed weird when I was snowboarding, and I barely got off the ground, and I broke my clavicle almost in half. Like,
clavicle is such a funny word.
Yeah, it really,
that's your collarbone, right?
It's the part, like, you know.
Mm. Yeah, that's that's my point. Like, you can kill yourself at a much smaller altitude, but this was just reminding me of this horrible accident. This friend of mine. I'm glad I didn't see it because he was fine. 30 feet off a scaffolding, just broke his wrist.
I mean, that's some good luck right there.
I know. But I do want to see that again, and I might want to take Ben Reiser's advice and see it on a big, like a 70 millimeter screen if I can find something like that before it leaves. Let's get to some social media responses here on our question of the night, which is name a band that's really overrated or musician. I just asked that not in question form. What rock band or musician is really overrated in your opinion? Conrad said Taylor Swift. I say Hall & Oates. Rob Momartz. I like Rob. He was here the other...
Yeah.
Last week. A lot of fun getting to know Rob last week. He says Kanye West. Now, that's interesting.
I'd say his older stuff is really great.
That's the same thing my son says. He's like, he was brilliant.
Now it's just garbage.
Oh, he's insane. Chris Anderson on social media says U2. Oh, I gotta disagree there. Thank you, Chris. Alan Whitebird says Kiss. We'll bring that up with Terry Barr, see what Terry has to say about that. Those might be fighting words, Alan, but I respect your opinion. I have to say, when it comes to Kiss, I think they had some great songs. They had a great gimmick. They didn't show their face for 10 years.
Didn't they just randomly show it in a music video?
I don't remember how it happened, to be honest with you, but I really like some of their songs. I mean, I know it was a gimmick, but Amanda Nimmer says Beastie Boys. I could go with that. I like two songs of theirs. Tony Lorino says Coldplay. Another Coldplay. Same as Dave on the stream. And then Chris Moreau, Civic Media's own. Also, U2. And Rich Vargas, Rush. All right. We are off to a great start here. Some of these are outstanding. I saw this play. I saw this book. Michael J. Fox has a new book out. How would you like to be the guy who was fired from Back to the Future? As the lead actor, Eric Stoltz, a great actor, played Rocky in Mask, was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, was in a couple of the John Hughes films, maybe Pretty in Pink or one of those films. Really good career. He's had a great career. I don't think he's starving by any means, but he was the guy. He was Marty McFly, and Robert Zemeckis fired him. And I don't know why. I do remember reading that a long time ago, but in Michael J. Fox's book, he reveals that he reached out to Stoltz and said, hey, I'd just like to talk to you. This is like 20 years after. I'd just like to talk to you, but if you tell me to take a hike and shut up and never want to see me, I totally get that too. But they met, and Michael J. Fox had nothing but great things to say about Eric Stoltz. I'm sure Eric Stoltz was like, yeah, I would have rather not have been fired and made millions of dollars in residuals plus the salary, although they probably paid him and sent him on his way. And they had to increase the budget on Back to the Future by $3 to $4 million, this article said, because Michael J. Fox was more expensive at the time. He was on Family Ties. But I just think that's such a cool story. Like, I've always liked Eric Stoltz. And Michael J. Fox said that the response he got from Eric Stoltz was like, no, he goes, I'm glad you reached out. Let's get together. And they finally did. And now they're friends. And it's, really cool, but how would you, I mean, I don't know if I could ever let that go.
Yeah, that's, I mean, he's had some other movies at least. It's not like,
yeah,
it was his only one.
No, and he was in Pulp Fiction too, actually. We got a Pulp Fiction clip, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
All right, so maybe we'll fire that up tonight too. It's not with Eric Stoltz though, but it is a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is here at 7:30, and Lisa Hale will be here after the news. We're going to talk, I finally finished Dexter and some of the spinoffs. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about what she's watching, the new NCIS, the new Matlock. Kathy Bates is brilliant. We'll talk with Lisa about that. We'll read some of your texts. We got all kinds of stuff going on here tonight at Nightlight. You're not going to want to miss it. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I was tired of fighting fate. Time to douse those flames. I learned that.
Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
CBS News Brief. Ukraine's President Zelensky met with President Trump at the White House yesterday.
First, we need ceasefire. So we need to sit and speak and to understand where we are. And I think this is the most important first step.
Disgraced former Republican Congressman George Santos walked out of a New Jersey prison last night, his seven-year sentence commuted by President Trump after 3 months served.
Last year, he admitted to deceiving donors and stealing the identities of 11 people, including his own family members, to make donations to his campaign.
CBS's Elizabeth Cook. CBS News learned there were two survivors on the suspected drug-carrying boat the U.S. military hit in the Caribbean Sea Thursday. National Security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
This was the latest in a string of strikes since September. There are real questions about why there were survivors based upon the type of weaponry that was used.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
A season-ending loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers lost to the Dodgers in L.A. 5-1. The Dodgers completing a four-game sweep of the National League Championship Series. An incredible performance by Shohei Ohtani, who was the Dodgers' starting pitcher. Ohtani with three home runs, including one that literally went out of the park. Bottom of the fourth, Brian Anderson with the call on TBS. The ball traveled 469 feet over the stands in right center field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We were part of an iconic, maybe the best individual performance ever in a postseason game.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. K-pop Demon Hunters is a phenomenon kids can't seem to get enough of, and their parents can't seem to get the original soundtrack out of their heads. Buckle up, folks, or buy some earplugs, because the film is returning to the big screen for some Halloween sing-alongs. The Netflix animated fantasy adventure tells the story of a K-pop girl band that protects people from demons with song. Netflix is behind the theatrical release and is encouraging moviegoers to wear costumes. Pop Culture Jeopardy has been renewed for a season 2. In a related story, there's a show called Pop Culture Jeopardy, and it's already been on for a whole season. The show will be moving from Amazon Prime to Netflix and has the same answer with a question format as the actual Jeopardy. Host Colin Jost is currently in talks to return to the show, which should be back in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Highs in the low 70s today, lots of sunshine, turning windy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid-40s. Still windy on Sunday with sunshine in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. On Monday, slight chance of a shower, and we'll see highs in the low 60s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome where it's hard to control your leg. And you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. So, Con? What broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid this studio. We'll be dealing with... Oh,
sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
I'm joined by my special guest, Tom Paulswitz. We dive into Donald Trump's plan to dispatch the IRS against his enemies and Magic Mike's refusal to seat the newest elected congresswoman. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Conrad riding shotgun tonight, and it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. I just heard that Man of Action song. Did you listen to the music?
No.
Awesome tune. So excited to talk to Terry about, and I'm halfway through the other song too, but Man of Action, just an amazing song. So Terry will be here at 7:35. We'll discuss, but right now, it is time for us to move to our other total girl power kick-ass guest who joins us. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend here on WGBW and the Civic Media Radio Network. And she also is the Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief at Civic Media. And she joins us now here. She's also, I'm proud to call her a pal, Miss Lisa Hale. Hi.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm staying out of trouble as best I can.
I'm sure that's tough for you, so I tip my hat to you, Lise. I know you're a rabble rouser, and you're not afraid to mix things up.
I am such a rabble rouser. It's not even funny. I mean, I'm in trouble every weekend.
But that's a good thing for a journalist, right?
No.
No. So I want to ask you first, mm-hmm. before we jump into some color television talk. What is your, do you have a band that you feel is overrated or a musician?
Overrated.
Yeah. Like you don't understand their fame.
You know,
you could think I'm going to say one that's
kind of going to be,
I love it.
Controversial.
Well, you are a rabble rouser. We've just established that. So
I am, and
be fearless.
And may he RIP. But I never really understood the Jimmy Buffett thing.
Okay.
I don't get me wrong. I like the songs, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and all that. But the huge, you know, almost like Grateful Dead following he has. I just never understood it.
But interesting.
Everybody has their own musical taste. So I was almost cliche and almost said Nickelback, but that would have been too easy.
A lot of people say that. I don't know their music. I got to give them a listen because I've heard that before too. But
actually, they're not that bad. It's just they're a typical 3-chord band. So, you know.
But Jimmy Buffett, you know, he's not like, I'm sure he's a better guitarist than he showcases, but like his songs are pretty, like if I can play them on the guitar, they're not difficult songs, you know, but his lyrics, I think I blow out my flip flop. I love it. Right. You know, like, but
stepped
I get it.
Stepped on a pop top.
Stepped on a pop top, you know, living on sponge cake. Come on, you know, I said Hall & Oates. Conrad said, who did you say, Con?
Taylor Swift.
He said Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me say this about that.
Okay.
Number one, Hall & Oates. Come on, we are talking about blue-eyed soul to the teeth. There, Daryl Hall has a voice that can't be beat, and John Oates does a great job when it comes to arranging the harmonies. So I will say that about them. Taylor Swift, come on, you got to give her props. She was from the time she was a child to now in her mid-30s, she has made music her business. So.
She's great. Yeah, and again, I don't even know. I know Shake It Off. That's the only song. Like, I'm not, like, I'm sure I've heard her songs, but I just think she's a tiger. You know, I love how she reclaimed all of her music, and she's, I think, donates to good causes and all that kind of stuff. I will say, Hall & Oates, I do like the song She's Gone. That's a great tune about breaking up. They have good songs. I just feel like I'd never go see them in concert, you know? I don't know.
I don't think you're going to have that problem.
Right.
Because they don't tour together.
Correct. I can go see Oates.
You could see Oates.
Yeah.
All
right. All right. So I've been excited to have you on because you were here a couple months ago. We talked about Dexter. I was in the throes of the show.
Right.
I was really into it. I was only on season 3. You told me about season 4 with John Lithgow, the Trinity Killer. And
the best season.
I Lisa, that might be one of the best seasons of TV. I did not see the end coming. And I was like, and even without that end, I thought this was a really good season. And then it just blew my mind what happened. So, yeah, you were right about that. I totally. Now, the next season, season five, started very slow for me because they were dealing with all the, and I was just ready to move past it. But that season got really good. And then, you know, without going into detail on every single season, how do you feel about the show and the way the original Dexter wrapped up?
The way the original Dexter wrapped up was kind of like anticlimactic. You know what I mean? And spoiler alert for anybody who's never watched the original series, I'm about to give a major spoiler.
They've had enough time.
when he left on the boat, I honestly thought, okay, that's it. He and Deborah both will be in the water, and that's the way it should end. I thought he should have either died then or but then again, you know, when they showed him in the lumberjack camp and just dead-eyed at the end, it made sense, but it just felt anticlimactic that he's starting a new life. So I did not really love the ending.
Yeah.
But it was what it was. And then we get New Blood some, you know, 8 years later. And New Blood was, did you watch New Blood?
I did. We'll get to that. But I want, like, again, there's going to be a spoiler here, folks. If you plan on watching Dexter, I am about to spoil something. So I'll give you, I'll just keep talking here for a couple of seconds if you want to turn your radio off. But I really liked the character Deb. And I was kind of like, I was sad to see her go at the end. I kept expecting her to wake up because she was so crazy too. And that wouldn't have surprised me either, just for the romantic in me that wanted a good ending. But the fact that they did what they did shows fearless writing to me. And it was consistent with the rest of the show. So I have no problem with the way the series ended.
The only thing I didn't like was how Dexter himself ended, because I don't think that Dexter Morgan would ever completely ignore the dark passenger and start his life anew somewhere else. I mean, he might start his life anew, but he would not stop with the dark passenger. He cannot. Once you have, and this is serial killer lore and serial killer 101, once they start, they are not going to stop unless they, quote, die or are in jail, period, or can no longer, because they're no longer physically able to. So I just didn't like, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with how the writers did it, because they did have to leave some sort of opening. People love that character so much and almost needed that character, needed somebody who was a dark Avenger who was going to get rid of the evil in the world, even though he himself is evil. You know,
that's what he is. He's a vigilante. He's like Batman. Mm-hmm. And that's why the character is so appealing on some level from a fantasy standpoint. But my guest is Lisa Hale. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend, which you can hear on WGBW this weekend. I contribute. Conrad contributes. Lisa does a great job hosting. She's also the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief at Civic Media. I will say this, Lisa. You're right about the killing thing and the instinct and all that. But I thought after, you know, it was almost believable, too, when you go to next to Dexter New Blood. Is that the next iteration?
That was the next one. Yeah.
So when they went to that and he hadn't killed for a while, I was OK with that because I, you know, even a serial killer, it seems like, could be traumatized. He lost his sister. You know, his life has changed. He's not Miami anymore. He's in this cold. I went with that he could just have needed a break. You know?
Yeah, well, I could see needing a break, but I really don't think somebody whose code is so ingrained not to allow the bad people to get away with it. That's why when in New Blood, he doesn't let the bad people get away with it, but he breaks his code in many ways in New Blood, which was a little weird for me, but that's okay.
How do you feel? There was New Blood, Original Sin, Resurrection. I did not watch Original Sin. The first episode came on and they showed, I think, having a baby. And I'm like, I don't want to go back to Dexter in utero or that far back. I just didn't care about his, watch him kill animals or whatever these serial killers do. But if you tell me it's great, I'll go back and watch it. But which of the spinoffs were your favorite, and was there one you didn't care for?
I didn't care for New Blood.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't feel like Dexter. He felt like Dexter, like you said, in an emotional or a personality crisis. He's just not himself. Original Sin, I did like. I thought they cast it very, very well. The young man that they cast as Dexter, I thought, did a great, great job. The young lady they cast as Deborah, foul-mouthed even in high school.
Oh, funny. Huh?
So it was great. But Resurrection, I really liked Resurrection.
Same.
It felt like Dexter in season 4. It felt that good.
That's great. Yeah, I agree with you. And there was one season of that, correct? So far.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, and it did get renewed. Original Sin was renewed, but then they unrenewed it.
Okay.
And now we have, you can tell I keep up with the Dexter stuff now, mind you. But Resurrection was renewed. We're going to get a second season of that. And I'm looking forward to it because the way it ended, when he looks in the camera and goes, "You need me to do this." I was like, "Yes, baby, I do."
I'll disagree with you on New Blood. I kind of liked it in terms of, I love Clancy Brown.
Who doesn't? Actor.
Yeah. So great. I first saw him in Bad Boys in like 1978. He was a teenage prisoner opposite Sean Penn. Great movie. Anyway, I'm a fan, and he was great, and the guy who played his son was great. And I thought it was believable in the universe because it was just a different setting. I liked that he tried to reset his life, but then Dexter, the Dark Passenger, came back. And so I was okay with that. Resurrection, I agree. And I like that Harrison is part of it too, his son. And that's an interesting dynamic. It's interesting to see Dexter still as a serial killer and a vigilante, but also as a father.
Right. And I think the Harrison character is going to be that leveler for Dexter.
Yeah.
Whereas Deb was the leveler, or his imaginings of his father was always his. I think now Harrison is going to be the, but you know, does he keep with the code? Does he keep with the code kind of thing? So
it'll be interesting to see. All right. Lisa Hale is here, folks. We're going to talk about, she's watching a couple new shows that I haven't seen yet that are very highly rated. So we'll get Lisa's opinion on the new NCIS spinoff, Tony and Ziva. Am I saying that right? Ziva?
You are saying that right. Yes.
All right. And we'll talk a little Matlock with the awesome Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. Oh my God.
Come on. She's one of those natural actors. And I get to say I was in a movie with her, even though I didn't have a scene with her. So, but I...
Were you really? Which one?
People don't need to hear that. Relative Strangers. So
really?
Okay. You could Google it during the break if you don't believe me, Lise. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, I believe you. I believe you. I just...
And we're going to dip our toe into some scary movies. Maybe we'll give Lisa a quick scary movie quiz, too. We'll see how that goes. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. So much more to come. Great to have you with me on this Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. 43. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again. Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. Is almost here, folks. The weekend is almost upon us. Most of you, it's already started. Conrad and I have another hour or so. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 tonight with awesome tunes and great conversation as always. And Dave on the stream, I knew he was doing this. He said Bruce Springsteen is overrated. Once my favorite, but he got weird. His music is great. His concerts are great. And then he said to mess with Pete. That's what my listeners do, Lise. They mess with me. I think you're muted. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for... I like to be messed with, actually. I'm one of those people. I can take it. I can dish it out, but I can take it. You there, Lise?
I'm here.
Okay. We have a phone call. Oh, okay. Conrad, is this for Lisa?
For both of you.
Okay. Lise, can we take a phone call?
Sure.
All right. Who do we have,
Conrad? Richard from Waukesha.
Good evening, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good today. I got these oldie groups that I think are overrated. Is that all right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dave Clark 5.
Okay.
And Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Does Dave Clark...
That goes back in history. That was the British invasion.
I think, is Dave Clark, are they the ones that sing Try to Remember the Times of September?
I'm not sure about that one. I kind of confused the two groups, actually. they did some pretty good songs, but, you know, they were like Kiss. They were all costumed up, and they put on a great show. Paul Revere had the high boots and the red coat, you know, like the...
Yeah.
And they were kind of... different in that way, you know, more stage.
Yeah. I do remember the song Kicks.
Yeah.
That was a big song of theirs, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know much of their stuff.
Yeah, that was
though.
A huge song. That was WOKY all day.
Richard, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a great night.
Have a good night.
You too, pal. Bye. All right. That's great. Lisa Hale is here. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend, which you can hear right here on WGBW this weekend a couple times, right, Lise?
No, on WGBW, it airs at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Okay.
On WISS, which is the Civic Media radio station in Oshkosh and Appleton, it airs at 8 a.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. on Sunday. And you, of course, can find it at civicmedia.us.
Love it. That's great. And it's such a great show. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a contributor. I do a classic movie pick every week. Con contributes. Terry Barr, Brittany Merlot. It's just a lot of fun and a great show. So definitely check it
and
out.
And I could not, I have to say, I could not do it without Terry. Terry is like my rock. So I appreciate her so much.
Yeah, Terry is the antithesis of someone who mails it in. I mean, with all the stuff she does here, it's really incredible. And she never misses a Friday with us either. She's outstanding. So
I have to say something, Pete.
Yeah.
I did something during the break, and I have to confess.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Dexter style, or?
No. Okay. Well, kind of. A little bit of stalking. I went to your IMDb page.
Oh, okay.
Because I had never been to your IMDb page, and I love your profile pic, dude.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Frank. It's my Frank Zappa. That was my COVID photo. I had never had a mustache. Ever, just a mustache, and I grew it, and my son grew one with me, and I ended up kind of looking like Frank Zappa or something there.
You do look a little bit like Frank Zappa in that, but yeah, I had to stalk your page for just a second.
Oh, stalk away. My pleasure.
Well, I'm jealous. I don't have an IMDb page, so I'm a little jealous.
Well, it's not too late, Lise.
I don't know. I'm 15 years old, so.
Take some acting classes. It's never, never too late.
I could take a few classes.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah. But I mean, there's other actresses my age that they'd much prefer to have, I'm sure.
It's all politics, right?
I know, right?
Hey, before we move on to these other shows, I have to ask you, what do you do? Like, you liked all of the Dexter. You've read the books. When that came to an end, and I do this too, it's so hard. It's not hard to find a good show, but it's hard to find a show that you like feel part of and you're immersed in the universe. What did you do? Or what do you do when Dexter's done and you got to find something else?
I mourned a little bit.
Sure.
But then, you know, I think Dexter was already over when Hannibal came out. The TV show Hannibal. Do you remember that one?
With
Mads Mikkelsen? And so that filled that need for murder and mayhem that I have.
You just like the killers.
Yeah, I do. I do. I admit that. I am a basic white girl when it comes to that. I love my serial killers. So, you know, that took the place for a little bit. And I look for stuff that has that really good writing, that has that hook and pulls you into the universe. So like From, which I am proud to say I introduced you to. I told you to watch
you
From.
Did I watched the first season.
That's another good one that pulls you in
for
and
sure.
is so out there. So that's what I look for when it comes to series. That and then I go the complete opposite direction in the Great British Bake Off. So, you know.
That's a good varied library you've got going there. Can we keep you through the news and talk to you about some scary movies?
Sure, okay. Sure. I'll stick around.
We've got about a minute left. Kathy Bates, Matlock, how is it?
God, it is so good.
Yeah.
She is phenomenal, and there's little twists that happen in every single episode, and I just cannot believe the caliber of acting. I've always loved Kathy Bates, but in this, she just is so, so good. And I know she said that this is her last thing that she's going to do, this series,
really?
And I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, I don't know, man.
Oh, wow.
This might get you an even, you know, bigger career than you already have.
We'll see if those offers keep rolling in, if she can still say no.
Lisa, she is so fantastic.
Lisa's going to stick around through intermission here and be back for a few minutes of Act 2. We're going to give her a quick scary movie quiz because she's been watching scary movies. That'll be fun. They're not too tough. Don't panic, Lisa.
Okay, good. Because
we are coming right back, folks, for Hour 2 of Nightlight. After this, I'm Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just too good to be true.
Can't take. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow the immediate deployment of National Guard troops to Illinois, arguing they're needed to protect immigration agents. A lower court blocked the move. CBS News Chicago legal analyst Irv Miller.
The federal government is asking that there be an administrative stay. In other words, just make a decision without hearing from the other side. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll give the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago time to respond.
Former New York Congressman George Santos was released from prison last night, hours after President Trump commuted his sentence for fraud. CBS's Willie James Inman says Trump posted on social media Santos was horribly mistreated.
In this post, the president specifically says he was a somewhat rogue person, but that there were other rogues throughout the country. Clearly, the president wanted to put that message out there that while Santos might not have been the best individual, but that he